says in our parsha, read over Shabbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Amechasa ani me'Avrom, asher ani yoise." I'm hiding from Avraham Avinu what I'm going to do. V'yedati, I know Avraham Avinu, asher yitzave lebonov achrov. He'll be the one that will be passing over the Messiah. He'll be the one that will teach his kids how to behave. So it's important that he will know what is happening. You have to know why it's so important. But he's the manik. He's the one that will give over to his kids all of the right and wrong. So I want him to know, Sdoim, I'm turning it over. They're bad people. It's important that Avraham will know the point. Ki edativ asher leman yitzaves bonavach. It's an interesting point. I'm sure all of you know Chumash Bereishis. At least Chumash Bereishis. Yeah. You know how much words are in Chumash Bereishis that Avraham Avinu talks to his son Yitzchak? How much words are there? Count the words, the times. 8 words. Tavi Melech, he schmoozes to Eliezer. Hours. Pichol Sarzvoy, Melech Stoim, Malki Tzedek, Melech Sholem. Everyone gets Sora. The Necheis, gets a good schmooze Dalton. Rivnei Ma'oreth, Rivnei Cheis. To everyone Avraham has time. To his son he has 8 words. What are the words? That Yitzchok turns over to his father, and his father says, "Hineini bni." Vayomer, "Hinei ha'esh, v'ma'acheles, v'ayaseh, vayomer, Elokim yireloi haseh le'oilo bni." This is it. Asher yedativ leman yitzaves bonav. Avraham is the one that will teach us next generations. The aleph base would be that at least a little bit the Torah would find a point to give us one time that he tells off Yitzchok, or one time that he tells leman asher yitzaves. This is the mile of Avraham. Mishkin chesed, mishkin tzadik. Avraham is the one that he's teaching his kids how to behave. Avraham is the role model how to bring kids. Epis. 8 words. Hineini bni. Elokim yirelo aseh le'oilo bni. 7, I'm missing one word. It's interesting. In these 8 words, twice he say, my son. Yeah? Bni. Hineini bni. Aseh le'oilo bni. This is the father of Avraham Avinu. What will we learn out from this? The Torah is teaching us something. The same thing, all of them, Balei Midroshim, Balei Pirushim. No. I saw a lot of people talking, I saw, yeah? Al Droshes. Everyone is busy. And the Drosh of Avraham, with Eliezer, Yofes, Sichosun, Shalav, Deoves, Yosem, Yiterosum, Shalbonim. And by Avraham Avinu, the message is no talk. No talk. This is the message. Steht da gewaltige Yesod. Beginning the Yesod, maybe it's not negative yet, but I want to get to the point that it is negative. Steht that the real chinuch doesn't come from yelling at your son. The real chinuch doesn't come from yelling, screaming, telling off. No, it's not the real chinuch. From the way the father behaves, from the way of the hanoge of the father, this is what the kid picks up. If the kid sees the father 12 o'clock by night learning, he will be machshiv learning. If he will see the father daven, it's important by davening. If he will see his father speaks bekavod to his rabbi, he will speak bekavod to his rabbi. But if his father will mezazen on the rov and hishul and that shul, his kid, how one of the gedolim said once, our parents told us that our rabbeim are malochim. we think that they're people, yeah? But if our kids will hear from us that they're people, they will think that they're Rishayim. Just has to know that. The way you teach, this is what the kid sees. Not what you tell him, what he sees. And be'ava, b'ni, b'ni. So this vote is a shayna vote, you know, especially if we're speaking in a chinuch convention. It's a very, like a deep thought. Everyone knows, I think, man, everyone in his life heard this message, be'etzem, that the ikar chinuch is not the way you scream at the kid, it's the way the kid sees the father behave. The body talks, not the yelling and screaming. I think this is what all of us know and all of us feel and all of us understand. I want to go to a point. A person has to know that this behavior, this hanoge, is not only clapping your son, it's clapping yourself. Clapping yourself. Person doesn't understand sometimes why it's important that a yeshiva bocher will go with a hat and jacket in the street. He doesn't understand it. Chachmanis and some guys that don't understand it. What is so bad? I hope anyway here everyone goes with a hat and jacket. They don't want to chas b'sholom insult someone. Even if not, I'm sure toch kedei dvarim they already decided to be from the good people, not from the bad people that don't. They don't understand. They can come to ask why. But this is what I'm trying a little bit to explain. Some people ask the kasha, so Moshe Rabbeinu had a hat and jacket or not. God that he had, but there's a bazundo shmuz from where I know that he had. But listen, it's a shayla, if it was a knej or it was an up hat, this is a different shayla. This no one knows exactly the answer. But it's raya that he had. I don't want to go into it now. A yeshiva bacher goes with a hat and jacket. And if he doesn't go, he's a bal'avla. He's a bal'avla. He says, why? Asher yedati, asher yitzave is bad of achov. I want to start from far and then to come from close. First, for the ashpoh, a person could say, I know I'm a mass meet more from everyone else. I know all these guys that had the jackets with Aleph, you know, I know all the various that they do. I'm, you know, the modern guy, much better from all of them. So, I go without no cover on me, yeah? Peeled completely, yeah? Only with a hat, only with a shirt, yeah? No cover, no shell. But I know I'm better from them. I know these yeshivish guys, Loshnor, Achilles, Kazinos, Achmeis, Nishmas, yeah? I'm the best person. This is what all these people say to themselves against different groups. Not in our groups, yeah? That's not true. It doesn't mean, I'm not saying if they're right or wrong, it's under Shmuz. A person has to know, first, the way that a yeshiva bacher goes, this is the tzur. Leman yedati b'asher yetzah b'esbon of achov. A person has a hashpoya first on the sviva. A person has a hashpoya on the sviva. I want to ask you a shayla. Yeah? We'll finish now, we're coming out from the spot, we're walking the street, and we'll see a person tzvi eating, just finishing a pizza outside the pizza shop. It will look strange or not. Why it will look strange? Why it will look strange? Pasnished. But so everyone agrees to a kind of extent, it's a pasnished, yeah? You'll be eating a lafa, yeah? Pasnished. Masking? So, everyone is masking, but there's a kind of a anoge that a person that is a prince has to behave. A bentere has to go like a prince. A bentere has to go like a prince. Everyone agrees that he will never see a choshev a bacher sitting outside and eating and drinking. A bacher that is also choshev and also I'm not going to say that everyone that eats is not choshev, chas b'sholem. I'm going to say everyone has like a mask with someone like, you know, like a real tzaddik, yeah, pasnish to him to eat in the street. Pasnish to a bentere, they'd be like this. A bentere has to be like a king. is the way the Ben Teva wears, the clothes that he wears, the tzura that he wears his clothes. Some people can't afford to buy shoes, they walk with the slippers the whole day, yeah? Mishugay! But the old chassan will also come with his shoes with holes. But that's not. The old chassan that understands the pasnish. A ben teira the whole day is in his own chassan. And his own chassan he comes with a jacket. He also walks with a jacket. Now I want to explain. It's not only that it's mashpia on the sviva. The same way it has a ashpoy on the sviva, it has a ashpoy on the person. It has a ashpoy on the person. The same way a person behaves affects his kids, gives over to his kids. The same way a person behaves, it affects himself. For sure doesn't mean to scream from one side to the other side, or to chat from one side to the other side, yeah? Das verkauft ein Rambam. Das ist dann wirklich ein Chochma. So steht in Rambam. A person can say, you know what? When I'll be with Chochma, I'll start to behave like that. It doesn't go. I heard from Reb Lazer Silver. He told me his father learned in Beis Medrash the Kelem. And it was very, very hot. And the Smedash de Kelem, they learned with jackets. It was mamish very, very hot. They couldn't learn, it was a terrible hot day. And that day, none of you know, they didn't have air conditioning system. It's much later developed system. Maybe they had it in the world, but most people didn't have it then. They couldn't learn. So it was a chlotev da'anole, they had a sifev da'anole. And it was a clap that you could put the jacket over the shoulders. And you don't have to put your hands inside. Shasat chak. You can have, I see some people walk like this, bichlal, this is, also no matter of shasat chak. But what is the pshat? What is the pshat? The pshat is, so there's one way. Other to decide that the Alta Mikelem was a baby, chas v'sholem, and all the Tamil Chachom that came out from there are babies. This is one option. You have to decide one of the two. Either they're crazy or we are crazy, yeah? I prefer to believe that they're the right and we are wrong. And it's so hot. Tell them that they could take off the jackets. That's it. I also learned without a jacket. Yeshiva tells they have to wear jackets. I wear a jacket, yeah? Second Seder, I said somewhere else, I have a hat, I take off my jacket, yeah? I like to feel a bacher. Say that. But the Spanish to kill him, they will not accept me, yeah? But what's the pshat? So, the Bezer Silvi told me his father went to ask the Alta to kill him. What's the pshat? It's hot. There's a chlot there that you could put the jacket over the shoulders. So they told him, maybe because it's hot, everyone will take off the shirts and undershirts. And we'll learn. Why not? It's hot. Wait, this everyone understands as his niche. If we understand that the right way is to learn with a jacket, so what if it's hot? If it's hot, so get undressed. So get undressed. Up your locker, Mr. Me, you can learn without a shirt. Look at me, it's a day I see the geschmack. We're not holding it at Madriga to understand it. We're not holding it at Madrig. The Musig already states in the Gemara, Chaluk et Rabbanan. The Musig states that a Benteri goes with a different levush from a person that is not sitting and learning. That's not Stam. This is the uniform a blue terrier has a hat and jacket, yeah? And white shirts, and if you go to work, so you change to blue, yeah? This could be important that people, but I remember I stayed by the bus, I'm Amish had a Noah. We walk up to the avenue, I saw him with a white shirt. It's 5 o'clock, place about to learn. Then after breakfast, I see him with a blue shirt. So I assume his stomach got dirty during when he ate breakfast, you know. It's a good breakfast there, so. Yeah, also there again, I see in the morning is a white shirt. Tell me, to davening and to learn, I go with a white shirt. I go to work, I put a blue shirt. But to learn, I go with a white shirt, I don't have a blue shirt. It's a shame I love it. I hope no one of you will have to be using it. You'll be sitting and learning the whole day, but it's a shame. But it's a musig of chashivas of tzitzit. Some people maybe don't feel it yet. But again, achar ha-levoves nimshoches ha-peulos. And I want to explain, I'm not asking now, and I'm not trying in this vad to get, but tomorrow I will see everyone that is sitting here schwitzing with a hat and jacket. This is not the point. Baruch Hashem, you know, everyone is mature, older, we're not speaking to 13 years old kids that give such a vad. Tomorrow, you know, people just also, you know, they close even the top button and, you know, and they put on ties. But everyone knows, first in his madrege, what is borderline, what pasnish. I will say alamol, the first madrege to judge yourself. When your Rebbe will be standing near you, you'll be doing these things or not. I'm not saying, I've added some things, it's not a guy, yeah? The person will say, when my Rebbe is standing near me, I also don't go to the bathroom, yeah? And a person is allowed to go to the bathroom. For sure, a person is allowed to do some things. But I'm speaking, no one is embarrassed that he went to the bathroom. No one is embarrassed that his Rebbe will know that he went to the bathroom. He's a human being. But he'd be embarrassed that his Rebbe will know that he walked down the base of soil eating a big pizza. This you'll be embarrassed. This does mean it's a zaga. There's a lot of things, for sure, a lot of things we don't do in front of people. But the question is, when they will know that I did it, I'm embarrassed or not? They're not here. Friday afternoon, they're not around now. Scream from one side of the street to the other. It's a small little thing. A person doesn't know. And I'm telling you, b'chush. B'chush, b'chush, b'chush. I'm young, I'm not saying I'm not old. All of the people that had these right hanogas became special people. All of the people that didn't have the right hanogas didn't become special people. Is Yaitzim in a cloud? I'm asking, is Yaitzim in a cloud? Yeah. I'm old, you know. You have a cow that's born with two heads also. Happens. Happens. A cow becomes a person, a person becomes a cow. A person behaves good, then he comes out a cow. Or a person behaves like a cow, then he becomes a Tamid Chacham anyways. It happens. But the Derech Klal. And a person has to know, he doesn't have to say, so why, Marashach, I'm not holding this, so what is the point I would do it? It's not true. It's not true. As a hanoga of a person, asher yedativ leman yitzave ezbonov acharov. This is what Avraham Avinu is mechanech Yitzchok. He sees Avraham Avinu is what to learn from the person in the 24 hours that he's around. To learn from the person. To learn from the person what to do. A person could learn from himself. The Ikar Avraham Avinu is the fact that he's Avraham Avinu. That Yitzchok is growing in his house. This is Leman Yedati Vashar Yitzave is Bonavacho. Yedati Vashar Yitzave is Bonavacho. person doesn't chap how important it is. I want the Madrash again. I'm not saying now that every guy, well, some guys maybe don't own a hat even. He doesn't own a jacket. If he doesn't have money, he can come over to me. I can't promise, but I'm Mishlana. But a person doesn't mean he has to now own one. The person that doesn't own a hat, yeah, but he doesn't have to go with five buttons open, like a goy. What is he's choking? I don't choke. Okay, well, maybe my shirt is open, I feel lost. This doesn't have to leave his shirt tucked out. Okay, there's nothing to get to know in here. We don't have these kind of people around us. I hope so. But every person has in his madrege. I'm not saying one person, I'm going to attack, he can't. It's not what I'm trying to fight about. He has to be, he cannot scream from one side to the other side. For every second he meets his friends, they clap their hands together. I never saw such a thing. I know, we were kids in the kindergarten, we clapped, yeah? They meet each other, they clap. I think it's my side going. It's not a shkat. Yeah? He goes with his shoes, not even comfortable, yeah? Because it's in. I have a special look at all the people that are looking, and I remember the names. I'm sure in 3 years, when they go out, they'll start to go with it. And I'm planning to ask them if it's comfortable, why they start to go with it. That's it. Mommy Mises. I'll get it. What is this? You think Muslim Tzvi will walk up one day with Crocs to this Medrash? Baruch Hashem, why I speak about Christ is one thing that everyone knows that it's so nourish kind and you could laugh at it. People don't understand that all the other things look exactly the same. Just they don't understand that it looks so natsu the zach. Chazal say, Oichel b'shuk pasul le'edus. Kai Amol is thirsty. No, he's thirsty, Amol. What's coming to him? Hang around, eat in a shesarabim. I'm saying, I'm speaking about things that I can see. Everyone has his dira. Everyone has the places where he could behave like a mensch. That he could behave like a anoge. I knew one of the gdolim. He's already in his 90s. I don't want to say his name for different reasons. When he was younger, he would go to the bus stop and the bus would be leaving, he would not run to the bus. He would miss the bus. I'm running after a bus. To run after a bus in the street, but so cheap to look, running after a bus. I'm not saying, I don't know if we hold that, but Rega, yeah? We scream, wait, yeah? Rega. Or we bang in the back of the bus together. And I'm not saying now that a guy will stop to bang because he heard a schmooze. It's not a shkai because he's not holding me. He's not that prince. But you must be, no one of you will throw stones on the bus to stop the bus, right? Maybe some, yes, but say it. Because this may understand if I state my dish. A person is a bit more madrege. I will ask you even more. You could shtelzach zu, you're coming to a plane. And Rav Shteyman is in the plane. Forget about the Bedarik Lali, he's taken care of. Lamazan, he's not, yeah? He's fighting there. He asked for aisle seat and he took a seat. And he's fighting back and forth. You can still talk to such a matzah for not. Why not? Well, he's not, he wants aisle. Why Rav Shteyman is not allowed to want aisle? And if you see that he wants aisle, you look down at him. Ask him, this is Rav Shteyman, wants aisle? I'm not saying, I also like aisle, yeah? Or inside, no, sure it's aisle, it's not that problem. It's these people best, but again, it's not to the shayla. But I'm saying something else. Everyone understands that a higher person is the way that he behaves. It's pushing. You just have to look at it in the right ways. A person has to start to put himself. So, is a noge how to behave? is a levush that the Bnei Teira wear, is a tzur that the Bnei Teira wear. When a person sticks out of it, and that's it. If you be learning in YU now, the Moshel, I was never there. I heard that as a yeshiva in America. And there, forget it, I think most people don't have jackets. This is what I heard. I hope it's not MS, but I'm a lot of stuff to say. I'm not so sure that a person that goes without half a jacket there is such a problem, like a person that goes without half a jacket when he's in Yeshiva Smir. Because it's not a prika soil. It's not a prika soil. But it's not. A person has to know, in the minute that he's pyrik oil, there's no chance that he will become an Adam God. There's no chance. I'm saying again, the hat, the jacket is not the point. Everyone has his little points. Everyone has his little tzur. And we have to know, this is Leman Yitzhaveh. The Torah doesn't stand, but the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu is the role model of Klal Yisrael. And it doesn't say, and he is the one that will teach his kids. And it doesn't say in the Torah how he teaches his kids. It doesn't say nothing. Doesn't say a word. Doesn't say a word that he spoke. One conversation. But this is the tzur of chinuch. This is the tzur that a person has to. And a person has to know, you have to shteig. It doesn't happen me'elav. You have to push yourself to move ahead. A lot of times people say, when they hear the shmuzes, it's not true. You know, people that don't work in it, with their time they became frumer and it worked out. Yeah? A lot of people, yeah, with the time. We see that with the time. The Torah says what happens with the time, we call it the natural growth. The natural growth will get you to where you anyway have to get. Chaval, the time that you're sitting in the shiva. The natural growth, you'll grow what you have to be, a good Beinoni. To become Adam Gadol, to become a special person, you can grow in the steps of the natural growth. The natural growth means you're not doing bad. You're not special. Like in learning, a person knows if he wants to be special, he has to push. And the growth, he has to push. And the growth, he has to push. Person starts, he davens with a hat and jacket. When he goes to Geula, he takes a hat and jacket. Well, person, that's it, person. Tomorrow, what is the shiur? He makes himself. When I go far, I go with a hat and jacket. He makes a calling. Like I'm saying, Bach is not embarrassed if he'll be seen near Yeshiva without a hat and jacket. But Lama Zagan, he'll meet this Rebbe walking the street of Neva without a hat and jacket. I think most normal Bachar will be embarrassed, hopefully. He goes to the Kaisel with a hat and jacket. Not Cholila V'chas. Embarrassed to come to Hashem without a hat and jacket. Hashem tells him, please go back, don't come down in here. Tzara Shechina, it's another Beis HaMikdash is Cholim. You know? He sees Yeshiva Bachar leaving in the middle of Seder without a hat and jacket coming there. It's a tier two kriyas. Echad al achubun, echad al amigdosh, echad al achubun. Everyone could know. Everyone has things. And everyone has analogies. I tell you, myself also, I have things. Don't. You want to do it? It's pasnish. Pasnish doesn't mean because people see you. Pasnish doesn't mean. I go into a taxi. The taxi driver starts to argue with me on a shekel. I say, if we'll be not three bachim, I'll argue in the shekel. No, it's because there's no bachim, I'm not arguing, so I don't argue. If you try to take 500 shekel, we still not will argue. But there'll be more people, I'll be embarrassed to argue. If my friend is arguing with me, I'm starting back and forth. So different friends of me will be standing near me. I'll be embarrassed to fight on such a baby as Zachar. He's pushing the edge, I'm pushing the edge, yeah. We're on the line, you know, stupid. It happens to everyone that it's a hologram. Yeah? But if your Rebbe was standing there, you'd be embarrassed that you're trying to get over the line, yeah? started to get used to embarrassing himself. So I'm trying to explain. The Zachen doesn't have to mean Dachla, the Chitzoniya stuff. I spoke up. It's a point. It's a stark point. That's the Shem. We'll have to see that.